On Thursday's front page, compromises appear to be taking shape on both sides in the debt reduction debate in Washington. Both sides say the talks are picking up speed. A group that says it wants to help stop ticket scalping online isn't what it seems. And the coalition that's helping a river adapt as people prepare for the changes climate scientists expect. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama and congressional leaders tried to resurrect a broad budget agreement. This is House members condemned a fallback proposal that's taking shape in the Senate. Officials in both parties said discussions had picked up speed. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the president is dropping his opposition to a short-term increase in the debt ceiling, but only if the two sides agree on the outlines of a deal. The focus is on a compromise that would increase the debt ceiling and cut spending, reshape entitlement programs like Medicare, and call for a tax overhaul down the road. On Wall Street, they're working on doomsday plans in case the clock runs out. Investment bankers say it's unlikely the government will default, but they're trying to reduce the risk of being stuck with Treasury IOUs. Mutual funds, which own billions in Treasuries, are working on convincing their boards that they can hold Treasuries even if there is a default. Hedge funds are stockpiling cash so they can buy up U.S. debt if other investors flee. Also on Thursday's front page, a look at a group that says it wants to help stop ticket scalping online. What the Fans First Coalition doesn't say is it's financed by Live Nation. That's the parent company of Ticketmaster. The Fans First Coalition grew out of a lobbying fight between Live Nation and the ticket reseller StubHub. They clashed over control of the multi-billion-dollar secondary ticketing market. For its part, StubHub has also started a group that claims to represent consumers' interests on scalping. Tim Pawlenty is in Iowa. Michelle Bachmann is out with a new television commercial. So where's Mitt Romney? The answer is in Los Angeles, about as far from the budget debate in Washington as possible. He had one public appearance scheduled this week. The Play It Safe strategy has served Romney well so far. How long he can go days at a time without making a public appearance is an open question. Former Senator Trent Lott, who's a Romney supporter, says he's worried Romney is being too cautious. In the next 100 years, the Nisqually River in Washington State is expected to become much shallower and much warmer. Melting ice will loosen rocks that will clog the river. An unusual coalition of Indian tribal leaders and government agencies working with private partners are helping the watershed adapt. So far, they've spent $35 million. Among other things, they've installed new log jams. They'll make the river deeper, creating cooler pools for the Chinook salmon that spawn there. A car trying to pass a tractor in upstate New York sideswiped a van carrying 13 Amish farmers. 5 were killed. Thursday's Times says that in the last few years, the Amish have migrated to that part of New York from Ohio and Pennsylvania. The man driving the car was charged with criminally negligent homicide and drunk driving. The police say he had served 2 years in prison after stealing a police car in Rochester. Inside Thursday's Times, the News Corporation said it would no longer pay legal fees for private investigator Glenn Mulcair. He's at the center of the phone hacking scandal in Britain. In Parliament, it was Prime Minister David Cameron's turn to fight for his reputation. Correspondent Sarah Lyle covered the 8-hour hearing. She filed this report.
The biggest question Cameron is facing now is over his decision to hire Andy Coulson, the former editor of the News of the World, as his chief spokesman in 2009. Coulson had just stepped down from the News of the World over new allegations of phone hacking. The prime minister has said that he had no information that would lead him to believe that Coulson had been involved in phone hacking. He's also been asked to account for his decision to continue having Andy Coulson be his spokesman when he moved into Downing Street as prime minister.
Look, I made this decision. I employed this person. I defend his record working in government. If it turns out he lied to me about what happened before, that is an even deeper apology, even deeper regret than what I've expressed today. I'm telling you what I feel about this, how I act as a politician about this. That's no more than you can do.
I think Cameron's done a pretty good job of at least trying to deflect attention from himself. But it does look bad. His judgment is really at issue. He keeps saying that there was nothing inappropriate about any of his conversations with these people, and that the Labour Party was just as guilty as he was of having these kinds of relationships.
Times reporter Sarah Lyle. First, there were criminal background checks. Now there are social media background checks. Thursday's Business Day section looks at a startup called Social Intelligence. It scrapes the internet for everything a prospective employee may have said or done online in the last 7 years. Then it assembles a dossier with the good and the bad. Privacy advocates say that's inviting employers to look at information that may not be relevant to on-the-job performance. More than 400,000 homeowners who had mortgages with Countrywide Financial will get their slice of a $108 million settlement soon. The money is part of an agreement the FTC reached with Bank of America. It acquired Countrywide back in 2008. The FTC said Countrywide hit borrowers with big fees when they fell behind on their payments. Countrywide also set up subsidiaries to do property inspections and title searches. It marked up the cost of the subsidiary services by more than 100%. American Airlines announced an order for 260 planes from Airbus that breaks Boeing's monopoly on American's fleet. But American is not turning its back on Boeing completely. It's also buying 200 new Boeing 737s. Half of those planes will come with more fuel-efficient engines. American now has one of the oldest fleets in the air. The new planes will give it one of the youngest. It's been 5 years since Pluto lost its status as a planet, but the icy little orb on the edge of the solar system still has a lot going on. Astronomers using the Hubble Space Telescope have discovered a new moon out there. It's Pluto's fourth. It's not very big. It's only 8 to 21 miles in diameter. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.